Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Quarter. This is our secret place of the Most High. Psalm 91 verse 1 says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." In life, one is either in the secret place or in the secret court, no neutral ground. We have chosen the secret place of the Most High as our own habitation. So wake up to this altar daily. First thing, before you do any other thing, commune with God. Use Turning Point in doing so. After listening to Turning Point audio, turn to Turning Point booklet to do your short Bible study for the day, also the prayer for the day, and then follow the guideline of reading the entire Bible through systematically in a year. Turning Point prayer booklet is published monthly, available both in hard and soft copies. If you subscribe to it, it shall be sent to your phone for your daily engagement. Do so today. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so today if you have not already done so. Welcome also to Thursday, the 26th day in June 2024. 4 more days to go this month. So much will still happen in your favor before this month is finally over. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. Every day, the remaining days of this month shall bring you good news. Your heart will jump for joy at what God will make happen for you and your children. The destiny changer, God Almighty, is coming with a major divine intervention for someone listening to me now. Every power resisting your progress shall be cleared out of your way. Someone is poisoned. You have problem with your tummy. It is either food poisoning or poisoning in some other ways. Someone wants to have a swollen stomach. Lay your hand out, the two of you. I command healing, complete change and peace in your system. Be healed. Take a sip of the blessed water. You shall be fine. I have an urge in my spirit today to pray for every business going down. That's how I receive it. Businesses, platform, network, companies, enterprise, ministries going down. I saw in my place of prayer as if I was in a lift going down. I said, "What is this?" The Spirit of God said to me, "Pray for businesses and careers connected to this platform. Some of them are going down. Income going down, no more patronage, attendance, customers, enrollment, clients, students, performance, and all going down. If this word of knowledge described you or anyone you know, you could stand in the gap for your sons and daughters, your spouses. Now do this. Lift up your two hands gently, not highly, but gently lift them up and let me pray. I prophesy, whatever is going down in your life is hereby reversed and start moving up. Yes, start moving up, opening up, going up, increasing and enlarging. Receive it in Jesus' name." I said, receive it in Jesus' name. Your business, your enterprise, your career, your platform will start going up now. You shall recover your lost ground, the lost time and resources. Now, if that prayer concerns you or your loved ones, do a fast this Friday. Fast this Friday till whatever time you can, 12 noon, 2 p.m. or till the evening. Keep confessing while you are fasting. My business, go up. My career, start moving up. Start prophesying to it all the time you are fasting. It shall go up in the name of Jesus. Then sow a battle seed of your choice to back up this important prayer. Call it battle seed for moving up. I will speak a word on it as you do, and your alert comes in. You cannot go down. You won't close up, and you won't lose it in Jesus' name. Then send your testimonies when you start seeing positive changes, things moving up for you again. June 26th, celebrant your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your life is blessed. You will mark June 26th yearly in good health, joy, excitement, and total fulfillment in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Right, listeners? Let's deal with some situations again today. First issue. Good morning, Daddy. Welcome back, sir. My question is urgent. Sometimes I feel like life is not fair on me. From childhood, it has been struggles till date. People come for me to help. I try my best. But for me, it becomes all stories. Sometimes I feel like running away from my children because the wahala, wahala means trouble, is too much. What's my sin, sir? Wow, it's not a matter of sin. You have not sinned, and don't think God is punishing you for your sin. Please don't have that kind of perception. It is just that you did not get life right from the beginning. Maybe your circumstances of birth, your parentage, your environment, not knowing enough or having enough to give you the best education or create the right environment for the child to thrive and blossom. Some of us came from similar background also. Knowledge was lacking. Resources were just not there. But like I have always said, not now that you are hearing this, don't lose hope. Look, say, which way forward? What can I still do or be doing to better my lot? What value can I add to my life to be a better person? As you pick up courage and you start working on your life, help will come. God will always send a destiny helper. He will make a way. No one should let his or her background tie him or her to the ground. You mentioned your children, which means you are married. So what's the father? Where is the father of your children? Or were they born out of wedlock, or you are a single parent? Whatever the case is, don't lose hope. Pick up courage. Apply what you daily receive on Turning Point. Your life will blossom, bounce back again in Jesus' name. Next, good morning, TPGF. I want to know if God really wants me to get married again, because I got married to a gold digger that almost killed me after I foolishly sacrificed my all for him. We got separated 1 year after the marriage. And that's 10 years ago now. I have been single since then, but he had since moved on. And me, all the men coming to me are all gold diggers, even my staff. I have kept myself till now, serving God and building my company. I don't know why I'm attracting only gold diggers. Please, sir, what else shall I do? Wow. Again, starting wrongly in life, putting the wrong foot forward, as they say. The fault is not yours, and I'm not blaming you. You cannot do more than you know per time. The gold digger man that came into your life, if you knew then what you know now, you wouldn't have fallen a prey to such a person. Because all the signs of a gold digger, all the unseriousness as a person, would all have been on him then. But since you had no knowledge, no mentor, no teacher, you fell for him. But thank God, you were not killed, as you said. I like the fact that you kept yourself pure and you faced your business serving God. Keep that up. The gold diggers that are coming to you are mere temptations. Don't fall for that temptation again. Your God-ordained man will soon show up. And when he show up, you will know in your heart that this is the man. Hold on a bit more. It shall happen soon. Engage in warfare prayers, as we taught it here, from time to time concerning this issue. It will soon happen. Next, 16 years marriage, no child. The idea of bringing someone else to impregnate the woman was discussed and agreed due to the inability of the man to perform. Now that the man is coming and they are relating sexually, the woman has started disrespecting her husband, your advisor. Wow. How on earth will a man succumb to such an atrocities, evil arrangement of agreeing that another man from outside should come in and impregnate his wife for him? Wow. What kind of a tradition or culture is that? If a husband cannot perform, they either separate or allow medical assisted pregnancy, IVF, and adoption, especially adoption in this case. Well, to me, this is an ungodliness. This is very horrible. And I don't even have enough word to describe this. And it should be discontinued. That outside man will eventually take away the woman if it continues. This should not be allowed. Listeners, let's hear your opinion on this matter within the next 24 hours. Please rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Let what is blessing you bless people around you. Today is the prayer mountain service in our Abuja Center, as announced yesterday. 12 to 2 p.m., Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market. Telephone number to contact 0806-133-2800. Tomorrow is the prayer mountain service in Ikeja, Lagos, in two services as usual, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Attend the one that is most convenient for you. TPGF members and listeners in and around Lagos, come there live tomorrow. Prayer focus on Prayer Mountain this week is bless my bread and my water. Everybody bring bread, cake, biscuit, or any food, raw food or cooked food. Bring water also. After the encounter, you will eat, take it back home, and things will begin to happen. Anointed mantle shall be given to all. Come and collect your own. Now, the two services for Prayer Mountain tomorrow will hold simultaneously both in Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, Anuyo. Please, all people there, be there. It shall be live stream, so connect from all over the world. Month is ending. So if you are a monthly tither, personal and business tithing, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the 6666 seed we are sowing this month. From July, we will escalate it to 777. Do so with joy, with faith, believing that you serve a living God that will reward you in multiple folds. I speak to everyone's life today. These daily prayers we lay on you shall be manifesting. The power of God shall be working for you. No evil will come near you. Oh yes, go and thrive and go and see the power of God. If you are sick down there, rise up and begin to walk. You are healed. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, answer, truly blessed. Bye.